take them out of context and try to make them say something they didn't say in the first place. The Lord's coming. The day of the Lord will come. What manner of person should we be? Look at the next verse. Verse 17. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware. Beware lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Beware is a danger word. Do you ever go to somebody's house and they got a fence around it and the sign on the fence says, beware, bad dog? I've always taken those seriously. I've been dog bit a few times. Beware. Beware of what? Lest you too be led away with the error of the wicked. It's distinctly possible. Have you ever considered that fact? It's distinctly possible you could be led away with the error of the wicked and fall from your own steadfastness. You say, not me. Man, I've been a Christian for 25, 30, 40, 50 years. You think that's going to happen to me now? I want to remind you of something. Do you know that in the Bible that there were prophets who sinned? Prophets. You remember Balaam? Balaam tried his best to convince the Lord to let him curse Israel for money. He was a prophet. But you wouldn't do that because you're stronger than that, aren't you? You're stronger than that prophet. Do you know that there were kings in the Old Testament that God himself selected, like Saul, David, and Solomon? All three of them started well, and before it was over, all three of them had stained their names and their image and brought disaster upon their nation. But you're stronger than these kings. You're stronger than Saul or David or Solomon. You wouldn't fall from your steadfastness, not like they did, no. That couldn't happen to us, could it? And did you know that among the 12 men that Jesus chose as his apostles, one of them was doubtful, skeptical for a while. His name was Thomas, remember? And one of them avowed that he would never deny his Lord. And the same night in which Jesus was betrayed, when he was out in that garden or that courtyard with the enemies of our Lord while Jesus was on trial for his life, denied him three times and cursed about it, swore. But you're a lot stronger than Thomas and Peter, aren't you? You'd never, never do anything like that. And you know one of those 12 men went to the Jewish council and bargained with them for 30 pieces of silver to betray the Lord with a kiss? You'd never do anything like that, would you? No, you're stronger than these apostles. I'm glad for you. I hear young people say, well, I don't dance, but I like to go to the prom because I like to listen to the music and be with my friends and dress up. Not going to affect me? No, of course not. Well, I can go down here to a bar and hang out with some of my friends. I don't get drunk or anything, but might have a beer or something with them. But it's not going to bother me, you see, because I'm strong. And I'm glad for you that you are. Did you know that in the New Testament, warnings are sounded about elders falling? In the 20th chapter of Acts, when Paul talked to the Ephesian elders, in Acts 20 down at verse 29, he said, I know this, that after my departure shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock, and also of your own selves. Who's he talking to? He's talking to the elders of the church at Ephesus. He said, also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. The great Roman Catholic apostasy began with a perversion of the eldership of the church. But you're strong and alert, and that would never happen to you, would it? And did you know that there were preachers in the New Testament that are mentioned in that connection with Paul and Silas and Timothy who left the truth? There was a fellow named Demas. He's identified three times in good company in the New Testament, commended. But in the last chapter that Paul ever wrote, 2 Timothy 4, down at verse 10, he wrote these sad words. He said, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. But you're stronger than preachers. You would never fall from your steadfastness, would you? Peter said, the day of the Lord is coming. It will come. What kind of people should we be, therefore? We need to be alert and on our guard because the devil never quits. He'd like to see every last one of us in hell. And he'll do everything within his power to bring that to pass. So since the Lord is coming, and we don't know when, and everything here is going to be dissolved, we ought to be the kind of people who are on guard. We're watchful. We are alert. And then finally, in verse 18, in answer to the question, what kind of people should we be since the Lord is coming? He said, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ought to be a progressive people. Progressive within the truth, not progressing beyond the truth. In 2 John 9, he talked about those who transgress, who go onward and abide not in the doctrine. There are some who call themselves progressives who are really digressives. They've progressed far beyond the teaching of the truth. But within the truth,